Yo, so I want to talk a little bit about, me and when I listened to short when started listening to shortwave and all this stuff, equipment and radio that I got. So before I had anything like that, I would listen to shortwave. I did have like those Uniden scanners, that scan aircraft, amateur and police stations. But once I found a little bit more about shortwave. About 7 8 years ago, I got the Texan PL660, which is only a push button thing because the tuner got worn out and about 3 years ago, and I took it apart and put it back in there to see if I could get it to work, but unfortunately, that didn't work. So I just did it the other way and I used my Texan PL880 I got a few years before after I got the PL660, which I figured I could use a backup at least, or use both of them. So I've been using that. Now, obviously, when I'm a beginner, you don't know too much about shortwave. So I started on shortwave and listened to things like WWV, listened to some CB. I actually got a little CB radio so I could see if I can pick myself up on it, and it's super clear because I'm close to the radio, and also trying to learn the other band modes, upper sideband, lower sideband, and single sideband too. And I saw about these, I noticed about these web SDR websites, which I thought are cool because I don't have all that equipment that everybody does, all those external antennas and propagation. So I also started listening to WebSDR to listen to shortwave, especially on websites like NA5B.com, the website from the Netherlands, Twente, and all these sites. Now most of those are accessible for those blind users. Except for when you're doing memories on the WebSDR from the University of Twente website, that's not the best thing to do because you can't click on memories. But that website, actually, WebSDR from the University of Twente is the first ever SDR receiver. But all the other SDRs, like I've tried NA5B, the one from Utah is pretty good, and but the NA5B, I can access memories on a computer pretty easily than on a screen reader on that first website. Well, and I also use it electronically on my mobile device, which on the first WebSDR, the one from 2020, that using the memories is pretty accessible on that, so I can click on any frequency I save. So I like listening to shortwave, exploring pirate radio stations. I do have a few recordings. If you guys want me to put those on my blog, so let me know in the comments if you want more record, if you want to hear some recordings of shortwave. Mostly are from the WebSDR receivers. I haven't really recorded from my radio. I'd have to use the headphones, and I'll have to see how I can get it. But anyway, yeah, listen to pirates are pretty cool. I actually like, pirate stations, but, they're kind of like people like us that just want to transmit stuff on the radio. So it's a pretty cool thing to look into. But yeah, I did use a PL660 for a while. Well, and I also listened to the aircraft bands. It had aircraft, AM and FM radio and shortwave, which obviously included long wave, USB, LSB, duh, And it was really cool, so even though shortwave may sound old, it's still a cool thing to get into. And some people may think, why would you get into shortwave? Well, I mean, it might be crazy at first because you don't get a lot of signals, but all this, think about all this stuff in your house, such as LEDs, routers, modems, anything in your house. There's a lot of electronic and electric stuff that are plugged in and everything, which could block the signal from there. I'm sure trees don't really, I don't know if that has much of an effect, but I know all the stuff around your house, around the houses do. And so that's why, you know, you start off with an antenna, you know, one of those external ones where you're out in the park, which I haven't actually gone out in the park and tried my shortwave out in the park, which would be cool, since I have a park close to my house, so. And, but I also like using WebSDR receivers because I can actually type in a frequency and know when I'm, you know, listening to whatever frequency, like 7.7210, 6965, which is a pirate station frequency. There's a lot of pirates on there. 6960 below that, especially even around any kind of a frequency on each band. So, but I also receive a lot of stuff on there, so. Even SSTVs on WebSDRs, but not on my real radio yet. But, you know, you can share yours in the comments and let me know if you want some recordings on there, because I might post some recordings on shortwave that I recorded. I hope you enjoyed this little audio entry. And I'm Bryce, and you can follow me on my socials at BRICE on YouTube. I got about 198 subscribers. And also at TikTok at BBBELCHER3. And I have 77 subscribers and followers, whatever.